6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got a sunny sky and really a nice morning, 61 degrees going on here. Well, it is that time again. Once a month, we talk with our good friends, Wilkins Soil and Water, Craig Linganen, this morning. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It has been a while, my friend. I was trying to think the last time you were in, and...
It's been a couple months probably since I've been to talk to you.
Well, looking at my prep sheet here, you are a busy bunch over there. What's going on over there?
Oh, we've got a lot going on at the Soil and Water over in Wilkins County. Just like the farming, we were behind this year. So we just finished up tree planting that first week of June, got the trees and the fabric all planted. And actually, last week, we just finished up all our CRP grass seeding. So we had a very busy spring. And now we're moving on to mowing. So Patrick was working and the crew working and getting the mowers hooked up yesterday. And we've actually got two 15-foot mowers, and we've also got a bobcat with a brush cap mower. So the crew will be going over there, and every day it's fit, they'll probably be mowing through the middle of August, I'd guess, to try to get caught up on stuff. So we're always busy with field work in the spring and summer over at the office.
Sounds like you're well equipped, though.
Yeah, we've built our equipment over the last few years with the big projects we got going on that I'll talk about in a little bit here.
Okay.
But you know, the big thing going on is that tomorrow we have our soil health field day on our demonstration plot right north of the hospital over in Breckenridge. Mm-hmm. It starts at 9:30. We have speakers in the morning talking about various things, including strip tilling in the sugar beets, carbon associated with using cover crops. That'll be in the morning. Then after lunch, they break into different demonstration sites, including the wind erosion simulator. We have a rainfall simulator. And everyone's favorite, you know, soil your undies demonstration. So if you're interested in seeing what that is, you just have to show up at our demonstration site tomorrow.
So. And we're going to be out there broadcasting live, too. Looking forward to it. Last year was so much fun and so informative because you can go out there. If you're not careful, you might learn something.
That's right. Soil health is a big thing in farming now. So
huge.
If people are interested, they should come visit us tomorrow.
Well, that's it for round one. Let's move on to round two. What else is happening?
Well, a thing I'm trying to get out there is we have some septic grant money. So if you qualify as low income in Wilkins County, which is considered under $58,000 for income, annual income, you may be eligible for up to $10,000 in replacing your septic system. Now is the time to check into upgrading that septic, because if you have issues, they're very spendy to put in, and that $10,000 could help lower the cost quite a bit for putting in septic systems.
So definitely take advantage of that and see if you qualify.
Yeah.
Well, we talked earlier too. It's like, you know, you think summer comes along and things would slow down. It doesn't.
We have many large projects going on in Wilkins County. You know, we've talked about it in the past. Wolverton Creek, that one's finished up now. That's in a very northern part of Wilkins County. You know, Wolverton Creek had a major problem with repeated flooding, plugged channels, poor water quality.
Mm-hmm.
We finished that project up last year, and it resulted in 26 miles of restored streams, 740 acres of permanently protected buffers, and, you know, it just improved the water quality a lot. That was a three-phase project, so we finally finished that up last year. We just basically have to do grass establishment to make sure that we've got all planted, just making sure, you know, keep the weeds down the first couple years here.
Right.
So that gets taken care of. The second big thing we have going on in Wilkins County is the Whiskey Creek project. Now, that's located north of Breckenridge and runs to Kent, Minnesota. That's a $10 million restoration project that has some very important goals. Basically, we're going to improve the natural drainage in the water. It's going to really improve wildlife habitat. It's going to reduce the sediment loading downstream, which will improve the water quality. It also will reduce the magnitude of flooding on the agricultural lands.
Right.
So the farmers basically seen Wolverton Creek, that farm in the Whiskey Creek area, and they said, let's do what Wolverton did up there. So we're working on that project.
Okay.
It's being done in five phases. It's going to result in 20 miles of channel restoration, 400 acres of buffers, a bunch of side inlet structures. The first phase was completed last fall. Phase two is starting now. There's just started working out there, and the following phases will be completed through 2025.
Okay, so it's been an ongoing project.
It is.
Okay.
Yep, it's a long project. the third one, talk about long going. The third one we're going to start this year is the South Branch of the Buffalo River. Back in 2009, I worked with all the landowners. Ross Aigner, our supervisor up there, helped me. We worked with all the landowners along the South Branch, got them all to put easements on their land. Well, it's 2022, right?
Well, still going on.
We're finally going to do the first phase of the construction of the project this fall. So I know a lot of landowners are ready to get going on that, and we're happy that it's finally happening.
I bet.
Yeah, and the last one we're working on is the Dorn Creek project south of Breckenridge. And we, you know, that's been an ongoing process for the last few years, mm-hmm. and we hope to get the wheels rolling on that here the next couple years. So there's a lot of big projects going on.
From north to south, you got things happening. Sounds like you are more than busy.
Yeah, plenty busy. I shouldn't be talking on radio. I should be getting back to the office.
Yeah, get out of here. Go to work. Greg, always great to have you in here, my friend. And, again, looking forward to field day tomorrow. And stop back again next month. Get us updated on how these projects are going.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Craig Lingen, Wilkins Soil and Water. We talk with our friends over there once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.